This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Scott, the banker for your escrow. I just found out that the buyer's down payment is coming from a lawsuit that he won from his last realtor. Just thought you'd like to know.
Kilo strikes again. It's my guest today, senior attorney, Pacific Legal Foundation, Brian T. Hodges. Kilo is the major case from 2005 on eminent domain. Hey, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talon on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracheotomy. Tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. We'll take a look at that in the first segment. And for some reason, unknown to me, back in 2011, I decided to look at what was happening without Goleta and Carpinteria, just Santa Barbara, Hope Ranch, Montecito. So those are the year-to-date numbers overall, but in addition, without those categories. Let's see. I drove to Montecito for the first time Saturday, February 10th at 3 p.m., and I exited Olive Mill Road and you get on Spring Road there before you hit Olive Mill Road, and it looked a little like construction going on if you didn't know anything and driving along, a little dusty, dirt off to the side of the road. And then when you turn on Olive Mill Road, heading towards Coast Village Road, then you start to see a little more significant debris, mud debris. And at the time, for some reason, there were guys directing traffic at the corner of Coast Village Road and Olive Mill Road. And parked in front of Montecito Inn, and they were still under construction, and the roads, everything was dusty. And so hopefully some light rains this week will kind of clean that up, but it was sobering. You know, I've actually been avoiding going there. So, last chance, February 15th, 2018, Fess Parker's Hotel, the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors Economic Review and Forecast. You can still get a ticket. Call the association for February 15th event. It's at 3 in the starts technically at 4 p.m. 4 to 5, but there's a trade show before, and you get a cocktail and some food after. Call the association, 963-3787, 963-3787, Association of Realtors, 805-963-3787. Get a ticket, economic forecast, February 15th. $60 at this point, I guess. So we'll take a look at the year-to-date stats, 65, now this is through February 9th, 2018, the sixth week of the year, 65 closed escrows. Last year at this time, there were 90. In 2015, 2016, 96, 89, 92, going backwards. 2013, 107. 2012, 104. 2011, 76. But 65, quite a drop in number for these first 6 weeks of the year 2018. And I'm guessing it was due to the fire in December that derailed the market there. The median price for the 65 closed escrows, $1,575,000, significantly higher than the median price for the year 2017 of $1,285,000. So if you were thinking that maybe the Montecito sales slowed down, maybe they did. I didn't look at it individually in the individual areas, but obviously the higher priced homes have been selling. First 6 weeks of the year, median price $1,575,000. In 2017, the first 6 weeks of the year, median price $1,180,000. for 2017, and we ended up at $1,285,000 for 2017 median price. $1,285,000 2017 median price for the first 6 weeks of the year was only $1,180,000. So for some reason, if you don't look at Carpinteria and Goleta, we had 42 sales the first 6 weeks of the year. So instead of 65, we had 42. So what's that? 23 sales were in Goleta and Carpinteria. So median price, $1,865,000. Taking out Carpinteria and Goleta. So that includes Hope Ranch, that includes Montecito, Santa Barbara. Now that's really high because the first 6 weeks of 2017, we did have considerably more sales, 63. Again, the areas from Montecito to Hope Ranch, not Goleta, not Carp or Summerlin. But the median price, $1,350,000. Higher than the overall median price in 2017 for the first 6 weeks. $1,350,000 is higher than $1,180,000 if you look at all the areas. So taking out Goleta and Summerlin Carpinteria, which makes sense. It's higher priced areas, but not as big a jump this year when you go from $1,575,000 to $1,865,000 for the median price. First 6 weeks of the year, excluding Goleta, Summerlin, Hope, Carpinteria. Excluding Carpinteria, Summerlin, Goleta. So that's your year-to-date stats. Overall, again, the number of sales for the first 6 weeks of 2018 overall, Carp to Goleta, very low, 65 sales, lowest it's been since I looked at this since 2011, and a lot lower than the last 5 years. So we'll see what'll happen with the next 6 weeks in terms of the number of sales. Number of sales increased in 2017 over 2016. Okay, so we'll see what happens. Let's see, what time is it, Richard? It's about 11:14, or I should say 14 minutes after the hour. This way, when it's rebroadcast in someone else's life, you won't know that. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Let's see, did I have one more thing to say? Oh, yeah, about the bees. Well, two things. I heard from the Bee Master, Santa Barbara Association of the Beekeepers Association. What are they called? Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, SBBA.org, SBBA.org. And Paul Croncho was just on in December, and he told me they lost 15 hives. Now, you might think, oh, that's not so bad. Well, a hive could be 50,000, could be 100,000 bees. So it could be 1 million bees were lost due to the Montecito floods. So we'll maybe find out an exact number on that, but it's impactful. So you want to save the bees. If you have bees where you don't want them, go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline, sbba.org, sbba.org, and figure out how to relocate them. Trust me, it's worth it. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We're going to try to get a hold of senior attorney, Pacific Legal Foundation, Brian T. Hodges. Kelo strikes again. Eminent domain, a government is coming to your home, and they're going to take it away and put up a parking lot.